So loud, I can't believe there's something I haven't left in my chest anymore. But goddamn, you got me in love again. Oh, goddamn, you got me in love again. I think that was perfect, wasn't it? First marriages often fuck up, don't they? You're not right for each other. Which is a shame, because our grandparents had to stick it out, didn't they? They didn't have to come in and undo damage of a previous relationship. So in many ways, although our grandparents were probably basically unhappy, they were blessed because A, you know, they weren't particularly aware of an alternative. What, we could split up and meet someone we actually like? What? Bye. But also, they didn't have the very difficult job of meeting someone else who has a previous partner or two. Because that's the harder job, isn't it? If you've ever done any work around the house, you'll know setting something up is hard, isn't it? You know, like a new wardrobe or whatever. But I tell you what's even harder. Clearing up somebody else's mess. Clearing up somebody else's botched job. Clearing up somebody else's sociopathy. I talked about having, you know, like our song the other day. Oh, I can't listen to that. That was our song. Well, now add to that everything you do together, everything you say is coloured by the way they did it with their previous partner, who turned out to be a psychopath. Or maybe the truth is that they were actually a great guy and the person you're with now is actually the psychopath. It's too early to say, isn't it? The only way you'll be able to judge who are the psychopaths in your life is on your deathbed. You'd be able to look back and think, oh yeah, they were the sociopath, they were the psychopath, or more often, oh yeah, it was me all along. Our grandparents had none of this shit. They had a clean slate to fuck up, and then they had to live in that fucked up clean slate forever. Beautiful. You rarely, if ever, had someone new coming in where suddenly your job was to unpick the shit of the last 10 to 15 years. I didn't sign up to this. I wanted the clean slate. You missed your chance. You should have married when you were 16. 15, probably. By 16, you're already fucked up by a previous relationship. Baggage. Baggage, that's of course what it is. But that's the wrong term for it, isn't it? Because if it was baggage, you'd see it as soon as you meet the person. You'd go, hi. Oh, look, you're surrounded by loads of cases full of awful memories, unfulfilled promises, not valuing or respecting you, bad sex. And instead, those bags are hidden, aren't they? You can't see them. But they're there. It's not baggage, is it? It's ghosts. It's ghosts. So next time you meet someone, look closer. Hold up a different light. Yes, don't they look beautiful and happy and sorted? But hold up the different light and look closely. Their entire bodies are surrounded by ghosts of the past. So many nights my tears fell harder than rain. Scared I would take my broken heart to the grave. I'd rather die than have to live in a storm like before. But goddamn, you got me in love again. The ghosts of the past. And don't forget, when you sleep with that person, you're not just sleeping with them. You're not just feeling their body. You're sleeping with all of their ghosts too and feeling all of their bodies. And the ghosts have already been fucked badly 1,000 times.
And you can't buy them presents to make them feel better. As those presents will just fall through their ghostly fingers. You know, the ghosts may go. That's the good news, but it may take a fucking lifetime. Because it's not just their ghosts, of course, it's your ghosts as well. So, I always have a solution. Of course, this is not negative. What's the solution? There is a solution. It's very easy.
Masturbate. So easy. Just masturbate. There are no ghosts ever with masturbation. Only glorious memories. Every wank, a clean slate. You watch, you masturbate, you come. Where's it gone? It's all gone.
Well, it's all over the tissues or whatever.
But no ghosts. Masturbated cum does not have a ghost. Remember that. That's all you need to know.